You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's coming up to 6:30. You're tuning to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha. And yesterday we took a look at the latest EV legislation that was signed into law by the President of South Africa on the 24th of December. Something else that was signed into law by the President on that day was the minimum tax law for multinationals that we had discussed late last year with SARS, if I'm not mistaken. That law's finally been signed into law officially, and now we're going to look at the implications of that on businesses and on investments. I'm joined on the line by the director at AJM Tax, Pieter Janssen van Rensburg, to take a look at this and try and see if we can understand it. Good evening, Pieter. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with taking a look at the minimum tax law. Between the initial draft and what was signed on the 24th, were there any adjustments we need to be aware of? And where do we finally stand on this legislation?
I mean, good evening. No, between the draft legislation that we saw out coming in the beginning of 2024 and that which was ultimately promulgated by the President on the 24th, very, very little changes have been made. The reason for that is simply because the Double or the Minimum Tax Act is really something that that is an ambulatory approach. And what I mean with that is that what the law intends to do in South Africa is merely legislate the international regulations that have been published by the OECD and the frameworks that have been established by them. Just a long-winded way to say that the local legislation really just piggybacks off the recommendations and the reports that have already been publicized by the OECD. And what was signed by President Ramaphosa on the 24th is really just the legislation that enacts that general framework that South Africa has been a part of for quite a while, since 2021. So no significant changes have been made.
Pieter, when we look at the South African law, I mean, South African corporate tax rates have been north of 25%. I think it was 28%, dropped to 27%. And we haven't yet heard what the finance minister is going to do. That will happen next month. So we've already been above this minimum 15% tax law. How does this new promulgation affect local businesses? Or is it more aimed at just, as you said, aligning South Africa with global best practice around these sorts of legislations?
Exactly your last mentioned comment, Jimmy, where the origin of the global minimum tax rate is really something to combat the so-called race to the bottom. Now, in 2015, 2016, when all of the discussions around this started, there was really a drive by various jurisdictions to see who could get to a minimum tax rate or the lowest tax rate, really to just attract investments to that particular jurisdiction, which meant that multinational corporations ended up with 5 or 6 or 7 percent effective tax rates globally. So pushing it up to the 15% global tax rate, really, I think, is especially for those jurisdictions that have higher tax rates than the global minimum tax rate, is positive. Especially in the South African context, I don't see the domestic rate reducing anytime soon. So bringing that minimum tax rate and potential additional revenue into South Africa can only increase our tax base. So to answer your question on how it will affect the local tax base, local businesses, I think it can only be positive for South Africa, especially if we consider South Africa in the digital economy, because that's really what the minimum tax rate is about, is addressing challenges in the digital economy, which is used, and South Africa being a consumer generally, rather than a producer in that regard, it can only be positive for our tax base.
Pieter, what about the countries that have been on that race to zero? I mean, I think about, off the top of my head, countries like Switzerland, Mauritius, that have had very favorable tax regimes. Does this now mean if I've got operations there, or if I've got benefits from that perspective as a South African business, that I'm going to lose those benefits? Or if I'm an international company that has operations around the world, how is that going to actually affect me and affect me from a South African context?
Jimmy, excellent question, and I think only time will tell. At this stage, there are transitional periods contained both in the legislation as well as in the regulations that the OECD has published for international organizations to get their houses in order, so to speak. In other words, changing their operating models, changing jurisdictions from where they do certain activities in an attempt to assist them that the implementation of this minimum tax rate doesn't necessarily impact them from a commercial perspective. So I think the all the jurisdictions, we're talking about 120, 130 odd jurisdictions that form part of this framework, as well as the OECD, have recognized that it is a dramatic change in tax rates for multinational entities, and allowing them the time without too much interference to go and amend their practices, go and amend their tax or their approach to tax and their tax risk frameworks to address exactly the concern that you have now, to make sure that that the commercial benefits that they are from being in a particular jurisdiction, especially if we take into account different trade agreements between jurisdictions, because all of this will obviously have a knock-on effect of that, getting the houses in order and changing their models to ensure that there isn't any leakage in the background.
So Peter, from a South African perspective, I mean, I suppose we aren't too concerned, we're not too fussed about what's happening here, because the businesses here were going to be taxed differently anyway, and that's already in line with this new legislation or this new law that's coming into effect. Do we think that this global alignment is something that'll put us in a better position when we look at things like getting off the grey listing, things like being a more attractive investment destination to global markets and for foreign direct investment?
Jimmy, no. I think the benefits that South Africa will receive will be indirect. I don't think it's going to be have any dramatic impact on those matters that you've mentioned now. I think where South Africa does benefit from it is that we have an excellent working relationship with the OECD. The Commissioner, Mr. Edward Kiesewetter, recently took up quite a senior position at one of the working groups at the OECD as well. So I think our benefits will merely be indirect, especially if we consider the number of companies that might, or number of taxpayers that might be subject to this global minimum tax in South Africa, because the entry level, or the level at which global turnover must be for companies to be subject to this, is 750 million euros. Now, the current exchange rate, that's 14, 15 odd billion rand. It's very difficult, especially in an unlisted environment, to go engage how many taxpayers might be subject to, but I would say probably in the region of about 80 to 100, perhaps 120 taxpayers in South Africa. So a bit of a storm in the teacup, really. Yes, it is relevant, but I think it's the impact will be so minimal for the man on the street that we won't immediately see, especially in the short term, see any dramatic impact for the ordinary taxpayer.
Peter, before I let you go, I want to get a sense of how we can use this to benefit the man on the street. I mean, we have got that budget speech coming up next month. Yeah. We do know that as a member organization of the OECD, these kinds of objectives are aimed at improving things like social well-being for people.
Yes.
How do we benefit? How do we use something like our positioning within the OECD, or even our positioning as one of the largest economies on the African continent, to benefit our local people, understanding that we've got the attention of global peers?
I think it's twofold, Jimmy. The first is that the introduction of this and the benefits for South Africa provides us the opportunity to expand the tax base, meaning that we could be looking at reduction in corporate taxes in a couple of years' time, relief on a personal income tax level for individuals. So I think that element of broadening the tax base provides a little bit more wiggle room to National Treasury to provide relief to domestic taxpayers. That's the one. And the second is that had we not conceded is perhaps a strong word, but not participated in this, I think we would have been the stepchild at the OECD and in an international tax cooperation type model. South Africa has really strong inputs from a tax collection, tax compliance, tax administration viewpoint globally, and that interaction and that rubbing off shoulders with international taxpayers, I think really does stand us in good stead, and we have many, many lessons that we can learn from our partners at the OECD that we can implement on a local level. So I think on a more strategic level, participation in this is critical. And then for the man on the street, it's going to take some time, but yes, broadening the tax base can only be in our favor.
Hopefully this does benefit the man on the street, does benefit South Africans, and we continue to see how it does affect us. Thank you so much for those insights, Pieter. That's Pieter Janssen van Rensburg, who is the director at AJM Tax, on the latest implementation of the Global Minimum Tax Act that was promulgated and signed by our president on the 24th of December last year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.